Macy Collier awakened from a deep sleep. For a lone female intelligence agent, security was of prime importance. Although her one-story, two-bedroom house was modest by American standards, it contained one of the most sophisticated security systems ever conceived. A small pillow speaker emitted a rhythmical, high-pitched squeal whose frequency had been customized to her hearing spectrum. Inaudible to an intruder, it allowed Macy the time to react before her chosen zone of safety, the bedroom, had been compromised. Quickly reaching under her pillow, she retrieved a small Glock 9mm pistol and rolled off her bed to its far side. The maneuver afforded her a commanding view of the room's solitary entrance while allowing the bed in darkness to act as a shield. Attached to the adjacent nightstand within arm's reach was a cell phone on constant charge. Kneeling, she reached under the bed, placed her fingers around a cold black flashlight boasting halogen intensity, withdrew it, and held it in her empty hand and waited. A small color-coded LED-encrusted panel blinked on the wall opposite her position. It monitored the path taken by an intruder as he passed through a series of invisible laser beams. A red LED, larger than the rest, was now constantly lit. The beam outside the bedroom door had been interrupted. She tightened her grip on the Glock and prepared to blind the intruder with the halogen light the instant the door opened. But it remained closed. Instead, a familiar Arab voice whispered her name.
Macy, it is I, Barak. Do not shoot.